Hello and welcome to Penalty on the Podcaster, the weekly NFL predicting podcast. This week predicting the Sunday and Monday games for week 13 of the 2024 NFL season. So, we had Thanksgiving already. No surprises, the Lions beat the Bears, the Cowboys beat the Giants, and the Packers beat the Dolphins on Thanksgiving. And then on Black Friday, the Chiefs, of course, beat the incompetent Raiders, which are now out of the playoff race, officially. They're the first AFC team officially eliminated from the playoffs. And although they almost won, but a late fumbled snap did them in, and they lost by two. Now, starting for Sunday, the Seahawks are visiting the Jets, and they're expected to win. They are just a much better team, having a much better season. The Jets, I think this could be the last year for Aaron Rodgers, as his teammates don't like him. No one seems to like him, actually, and his team hasn't been doing well at all. This could be the end of the road. I see the Seahawks winning 28-13. The Titans are visiting the Commanders, and the Commanders are beating them. They're having a decent year and do stand to make the playoffs, I think, as a wild card if the season ended today, which it doesn't, because unlike college football, the NFL is more than 12 weeks of regular season. The Commanders are going to win this. Jaden Daniels has been pretty good, and I think they have a strong chance of making wild card. And so Jaden Daniels' pick was just amazing. They've done great things with the team so far, with Dan Snyder out. It's so interesting. They get rid of Dan Snyder and the wins start coming in. So, yeah, I think Commanders beating the Titans 27-3. Texans, Jaguars. Jaguars, I think, stand to be eliminated if they lose, just like the Raiders. They have no shot against the Texans. The Texans haven't been doing as well as people thought they would. They're only 7-5. However, the Jaguars are the Jaguars. They're 2-9, and they reverted to their ways of being terrible and losing and being a laughing stock. Jalen Petre is out, though, which is a hit to the secondary, but again, it's the Jaguars. Also, Trevor Lawrence is questionable. The Texans are going to win this game, blah, 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 31-10. 6-5 Cardinals versus 9-2 Vikings. The Vikings have been doing really well, surprisingly well, against pretty decent opponents. And the Cardinals have some injuries. Darius Robinson is questionable. Jalen Thompson is questionable. Joey Blunt is questionable. Amari DeMarcado is questionable. Vikings have Josh Oliver is out, and Cam Robinson is questionable. They also have Jay Ward is out. I think the Vikings are going to win. Sam Darnold has been doing pretty well so far. Must have exercised those ghosts when he made it to Minnesota. And they're rolling at 9-2. The Cardinals have had a rough year. Some highs, some lows. They hit a good draft pick with Marvin Harrison Jr. at 4th, I think, overall. That was a good pick. He's a beast. I really remember when he beat my team, the Rams, and I didn't like that one bit. But I think the Vikings are still gonna have a pretty easy time with them, like 21-17. Alright, Chargers versus Falcons. This is a really tough game. I remember last year, a couple years ago, it was Falcons at Chargers, and there was like the double choke play where it was, I think, tied, and the Chargers were in field goal range, and they ran up the middle with Eckler, and they seemed to choke the game away when Eckler fumbled and was recovered by a defensive lineman for the Falcons, and he's running it back. He's running it back there, and he's getting, I think, around to midfield, and looks like they stand a good chance to win the game. And then he fumbles. It's recovered by the Chargers, who run down, who drive it down the field, run down the clock, kick the game-winning field goal. And I always call that play the double choke. It was terrible for both teams, but ended well for the Chargers. Anyway, I hope something funny like that happens again. I think the Chargers are going to win again. Again, Jim Harbaugh has been doing some really good things with this team. Now that Brandon Staley's out, they're doing pretty well, 7-4. Aloy Gilman's out, J.K. Dobbins is out, Kem Hart is out, so. And Don Henley is questionable, no participation. Denzel Perryman is out. Some tough injuries there. The Falcons have a long injury list, but only two with actual game status. Jace McClellan and Mike Hughes are both out. I think the Chargers are going to win this, but it's going to be a pretty good close game. I think it's going to be like a 24-20 game for the Chargers. Steelers-Bengals. The Bengals getting Joe Burrow back, not the year they expected. They're only 4-7. They haven't been doing nearly as well as anyone thought they would. It's been quite the rough year. Even though Joe Burrow's been doing pretty good, pretty well, he's got over 3,000 yards, 27 touchdowns, and 4 picks. But the rest of the team has not been doing well. And the Steelers have been doing well with kicking field goals. I mean, Alex Highsmith is doubtful again. And Montrevious Adams is out, but you look at the Steelers team, they've gotten really comfortable with the, you know, defensive, old-fashioned almost, field goal, defensive, not a lot of offense, kick a bunch of field goals type game, and they've taken it to an 8-3 record, and I think they're going to win this game again, like 18-10. 5-7 Colts versus the 3-9 Patriots. This is not going to be a good game. Both teams with losing records. I mean, the Colts have had to make a gigantic midseason pivot from, you know, Anthony Richardson to Joe Flacco, and then back to Richardson. And Richardson now has 5 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, and only 1,400 yards. Did get benched for Flacco midseason, and now he's back in the starting role after Flacco had a little under 1,200 yards, 9 touchdowns, and 5 picks. He was a bit clean with the ball, but Richardson has more talent that needs to be developed, and I think the organization thinks they can go somewhere with Richardson as opposed to having Flacco for a year or two before he just falls apart because he's basically, because he's really old. And I think the Colts are going to win. I think they're just the better football team than the Patriots. I mean, you just can't go wrong with a good, you know, Jonathan Taylor offense. And Michael Pittman Jr. is there, so there's some good stuff going on there. Their record has been a bit disappointing. Quite disappointing, actually, but they can come back from it. And so, and Colts are going to be taking this one home. Bit of a 20-17 game. And then we have the Bucks versus the Panthers. NFC South divisional matchup. The Bucks are just trying to stay alive versus the Falcons, and they're trying. And I think if they win this game and the Falcons lose their game, they're going to be caught up in record, but the Falcons will still hold the tiebreaker. But the Bucks will still be able to go ahead, and they'll and maybe even make a push for a wild card spot, even if they don't get the division win. They're going against the Panthers, which are just the team's punching bag now. I mean, Jadeveon Clowney is questionable. Bryce Young has not been doing well. Nick Scott is questionable. I remember him from the Rams. And so, with the Panthers, not good stuff has been going on there. The Panthers have nothing going for them. Their team has been terrible year after year. It doesn't look like Bryce Young is going to make it, you know, as earning that first overall pick he had. He has just over 1,000 yards, 5 touchdowns, and 6 interceptions. And Andy Dalton this year, just under 1,000 yards, 7 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. And, I mean, Bryce Young really does not look like he's going anywhere. And they, another receiver room is also led by Adam Thielen. So, not great. And they're going up against some pretty tough opposition in the Bucs. But, I mean, the Bucs, I think Mike Evans is going to be back. And but they do have Jordan Whitehead out. Tristan Wirfs is questionable. So, I mean, the Bucs are having a quite disappointing season, but they definitely have a chance to, but it's not like they don't have a chance to make the playoffs with a win today, and then if they can keep that going, especially if the Falcons lose. But now, Mike Evans is back and everything, and Sterling Shepard. So, I think they're going to put on a pretty good show, have a pretty good win. I think Baker's going to do pretty well, 27-9. The 5-6 Rams, 4-7 Saints. The only NFL game I've ever been to in the regular season, it was, the friend took me to the Rams hosting the Saints Thursday Night Football last year. And man, it really shows into sharp contrast how terrible the broadcast is, how boring it makes the game look. Man, but that was a good one for the Rams and a pretty fun game. And I think they can win. I think with a win here, they can really pull ahead in the playoff race and have a chance at a bigger chance at a wild card. And I mean, they're only one game behind the Seahawks, who they've beaten. So you can't count them out yet. And of course, they're going against the Saints. Haven't had a good year. They're 4-7. And although Nick Hampton is questionable, Alaric Jackson is questionable. That's a really big problem at the tackle spot. And KT Levenston is out. Even though he has full participation in practice, offensive line has been a big injury position. Also, Tyler Higbee is out. And for the Saints, Eric McCoy is questionable. Lucas Patrick is out. So the interior line is suffering for that. And Eric McCoy didn't participate in practice. Jamal Williams is questionable. And that defensive line of the Rams is one of the youngest units out there. They have Byron Young, Braden Fisk, Kobe Turner, and Bobby Brown on the line. And then as a rushing linebacker, they have Jared Verse, their first-round selection, who has been doing really well. 4.5 sacks and 2 forced fumbles, 28 tackles. Pretty good for a rookie. Braden Fisk is out to break some of Aaron Donald's records. He has 6 sacks, 2 forced fumbles, and 15 tackles as a rookie interior lineman. Actually, he was drafted as more of an interior lineman. He's now a defensive end. And Kobe Turner is following up last year. 29 tackles, 5 sacks, 1 forced fumble. Byron Young has 22 tackles, 6 sacks, and 1 forced fumble. And, I mean, Kobe Turner should have won. By all means, should have won Defensive Rookie of the Year last year and somehow lost it because of the media's Texan mania. But this team is doing pretty well and has a bright future, especially if they can get a good replacement for Matthew Stafford when he retires. And so, here we go. I think this is a game where they can kind of get back on their feet. I think they're going to win this game. I mean, like 5 sacks total for the Rams line against the Saints. And I think they're going to pull off the victory, 21-14. Eagles-Ravens is, like, really the only contested game this time where it's two, like, solid playoff contenders, and it's a really tough decision. I mean, one of the big things is Darius Slay is out, which is going to be a problem in their game. Devontae Smith is questionable. This is a really good game that deserves a primetime spot and is stuck in this stupid 4:25 Eastern time, while Monday night is the Browns and the Broncos. Like, I really don't get that. That's some real nonsense from the schedule makers. For the Ravens, Charlie Kohler is out. Michael Pierce is questionable. Kyle Van Noy is doubtful. He's been a really useful linebacker there. And TJ Tampa is questionable. And I think this is a really good game. I think this is truly a tough game to call because these are two really good teams. I think the Ravens, the record doesn't show everything because they were dragged down by 2 really surprising losses to open up their year. Since then, they've been 8-2. And Lamar Jackson's been doing well. The Eagles have beaten the Rams, the Commanders, the Cowboys. So they haven't faced some super tough. They haven't beaten really tough opposition yet, except for, I think, the Packers. They've had a pretty easy schedule. And when it comes to the Ravens, their wins have been against, like, the Chargers and, you know, the Broncos. They actually beat the Bucks and they beat the Commanders and the Bills. They've beaten some really good teams. I think because of the competition that the Ravens have faced and because they're 8-2 since their first 2 surprise losses, they've really, I think they've really proven that they might be the better team. This is going to be a really good performance. Good offenses, good defenses. I think both quarterbacks are each going to have, you know, 3 combined touchdowns and, like, 3 all-purpose touchdowns. And it would be higher, but each defense is really good. I think each defense is going to have 2 takeaways and upwards of 3 sacks. And I think it's going to end up being the Ravens game, like 30. Like, I want to say 31-28. King Henry touchdown 2. And this is a really tough game. Almost too close to call, but I think it's going to be that type of game. And I mean, the only thing that's going to stop these offenses from scoring 50 is the other defense, but they're two really good offenses as well. Alright, moving on. 49ers, Bills. If the 49ers lose this, their playoff hunt is essentially done. They're last in their division. They really are last in their division. And by tiebreaker to the Rams, because of that head-to-head loss they had, they're going against some really tough opposition. It's going to be a really, really uphill climb for the 49ers if they lose this one. And I think if they lose this one, there's no chance of them making the playoffs. And also, they won't be playing with Nick Bosa or Aaron Banks, who's a guard. They're out, but Nick Bosa is really the big problem here. Without him making Josh Allen uncomfortable with, I get it that the rest of the line is pretty good in San Francisco, but still, without Nick Bosa, this is a problem. And, I mean, Josh Allen has been doing really well. 2,500 yards, 18 touchdowns, 5 picks. He's been protecting the ball much better than he has in previous years. And the Bills' 9-2 record shows it. Chris Conley is questionable. Jordan Elliott is out. And Dre Greenlaw is out. Diamador Lenoir is out. And Brock Purdy is questionable after missing last game. Trent Williams is out, though. Gosh, these injury reports get longer as the year goes on. Keon Coleman's questionable. Dalton Kincaid is out. That's a problem. Matt Milano is questionable. But, yeah, the Bills are going to win this. I don't think the 49ers have any chance of winning this. The Bills are just the better football team here. And I think they're going to get a 24-13 win, and they're really going to show it. And then Monday Night Football is a terrible matchup that I don't know who put this in primetime instead of Ravens-Eagles. I'm telling you, whoever put this game here was a complete idiot or was paid by a rival to ESPN to put this garbage here. I have no clue how this is a primetime game and Eagles-Ravens is not, because Eagles-Ravens is going to be a great game. This will likely not be. The Broncos have been doing quietly pretty well. They're doing as well record-wise as the Texans. And as much as people like to say that you have to look behind the win-loss record, and it is true when determining if a team is actually really good or not, and when determining if they're going to win a football game, it is important to look past the win-loss record and see the story behind the numbers. Because, I mean, you can have, right, if you look at, you know, the Rams record, they're third in the West, right? If you look at the story behind the numbers, you see, they didn't get, in their first game, it made it to overtime, and they didn't get the ball. And if they got the ball, and they could have scored, they could have won that game, and ended up as first, because they have the head-to-head tiebreaker over the Seahawks, who are currently first. So, I mean, that's a two-spot jump in the division, and, you know, would make the playoffs if the season ended today. So, you do have to look at the story, but again, what makes but the record is what determines the whether you make the playoffs or not. The NFL does not care about the story unless it comes to tiebreakers. And even then, it doesn't care about the story in the game. It's really your record that's been doing it. Bo Nix has been doing pretty well. 2,500 yards, 16 touchdowns, 6 picks. So, he's been doing pretty well, and the Broncos have been doing pretty well. The Browns, on the other hand, have not been doing pretty well, and Deshaun Watson has been doing pretty terribly. Like he deserves, what a scumbag he is. And when looking at this game, it's pretty clear that the Broncos are going to win this. I don't think it's going to be a great game. It's going to be a game. It's going to be some football to cheer you up on Monday. It's going to be, I think, around 24-16 for the Broncos, and that's going to do it for the week. Anyway, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Final Town Podcaster. You'll hear more of me next episode.